You're listening to the CyberWire Network, powered by N2K.
Hey, everybody. Today, I want to highlight a name that all of us know well, and that is our sponsor, Splunk. You need to keep operations humming around the clock, but potential disruptions are everywhere. Splunk helps you predict problems and find and fix issues fast so you can reduce risk and ditch downtime. The world's largest enterprises rely on Splunk's unified security and observability platform to become more efficient, resilient, and innovative. With Splunk, you can react quickly, evolve faster, and be ready for anything. Stay ahead of disruptions. Learn more at splunk.com/resilience. And we thank Splunk for sponsoring our show. In the complex world of enterprise identity, securing legacy web apps at scale can be daunting. Strata Identity makes it simple. With Strata, you can effortlessly integrate non-standard apps with any identity service, like MFA or SSO, with zero coding and zero hassle. Designed by identity architects for identity architects, Strata works with every vendor, standard, and app architecture. This means your apps can now speak modern protocols and integrate seamlessly with your chosen identity services. From securing on-prem web apps to migrating away from outdated identity providers or consolidating them, Strata helps you keep your complex access policies as you modernize your identity infrastructure and get rid of technical debt. Join leading organizations like 3M, Dallas County, and CIBC in securing your apps with Strata. Visit strata.io/cyberwire, share your identity security priorities, and receive a complimentary pair of AirPods Pro. Offer valid for organizations with over 5,000 employees. Connect today at strata.io/cyberwire.
We run through some of the high points of May's Patch Tuesday, updates on Viking Horde Android malware and Buckbee ransomware. Venture capital seeks out IoT security investments as Pony Express and Bayshore Networks attract funding. Quintessence Labs' Dr. Vikram Sharma explains emerging quantum technologies, and IBM will train Watson to deal with cybersecurity issues. I'm Dave Bittner in Baltimore with your CyberWire summary for Wednesday, May 11th, 2016. Yesterday was Patch Tuesday, and both Microsoft and Adobe addressed vulnerabilities in their products. Microsoft issued a healthy round of 16 fixes. Redmond rates half of them critical, the others important. The critical patches include upgrades to Microsoft's old familiar Internet Explorer browser, the company's new browser Edge, the JScript and VBScript scripting engines in Windows, Microsoft Office, Microsoft Graphics Component, Windows Journal, and Windows Shell. Several of the vulnerabilities addressed represent 0 days that have been exploited in the wild. Adobe's patches include fixes to its PDF Reader and Cold Fusion products. The company also indicated that another upgrade to Flash Player will be out later this week. Sound patch management is, of course, one of the most important security best practices out there, so go easy on your sysadmins this week. They'll be busy. At least one of the 0 days Microsoft fixed this month has been actively exploited in targeted attacks against South Korean enterprises. The vulnerability, CVE-2016-0189, is a remote code execution flaw in Internet Explorer. Researchers at Symantec think the exploit may have been delivered by either spear phishing or waterholing. The campaign is thought to represent espionage, although both attribution and the actual payload the exploit dropped on compromised machines remain unclear. One enterprise in the Republic of Korea that appears to have sustained a successful attack late last month is Hanjin Heavy Industries. The manufacturing conglomerate builds, among other products, warships and is a significant South Korean defense contractor. The Republic of Korea's Defense Security Command dates the incident to April 20th and says it's investigating. There's no attribution yet, but signs point, as they usually do on the peninsula, to North Korea. Google has purged the known Viking Horde bot-forming malware from its Play Store. Checkpoint identified a number of compromised apps in the store. These included Viking Jump, a gaming app, and other apps called Parrot Copter Wi-Fi Plus, Memory Booster, and Simple 2048. According to Checkpoint, Viking Jump alone received 50,000 to 100,000 downloads. Buckbee ransomware, as we've noted, is back. Buckbee faded from the scene relatively soon after its discovery in 2014, but it's returned. And now it features a novel and troubling infection mechanism. Its controllers are installing it by brute-forcing remote desktop protocol passwords. Most ransomware has previously spread through the email attachment or compromised website vectors. Palo Alto researchers who are following Buckbee says its controllers are using a brute-forcing utility called RDP Brute and that they began their campaign by attacking point-of-sale systems. The ransom demanded from Buckbee is 5 Bitcoin, which amounts to a bit more than $2,300. The extortionists somewhat implausibly identify themselves as the Ukrainian Right Sector. This is the name of an actual Ukrainian nationalist group that's strongly opposed to Russian activity in their country, but this self-identification seems as likely as not to be a false flag. Researchers think they discern a Russian provenance for some of the tools used. While that's not decisive in attribution, tools are traded and repurposed, and Russian cyber criminality can be difficult to distinguish from its Ukrainian neighbors. Still, finding Ukrainian nationalists at the root of a cyber crime wave strikes some observers as too pat for plausibility, especially when one asks, who stands to gain from this? In industry news, despite the rumored difficulty security startups are said to be having attracting venture capital, money seems available for Internet of Things security players. Pony Express announced today that it's received $12.9 million in Series B funding from Ascent Venture Partners and others to fund the company's push into Internet of Things security. The company plans to move new bring-your-own-device, rogue device detection, and IoT solutions to market. Pony Express also announced the appointment of three executives to lead this effort: CFO Kasia Gauthier, Vice President of Sales and Service Beau Thurmond, and Vice President of Marketing Dimitri Vlachos. The other firm attracting venture investment this week is Bayshore Networks, which raised $6.6 million in Series A funding from Trident Capital Cybersecurity and existing angel investors. Bayshore's offerings will center on security for the industrial Internet of Things. And finally, in the field of artificial intelligence, IBM is turning Watson, their question-answering computer system, against problems in cybersecurity. Those problems prominently include, but aren't limited to, the challenges posed by cybercrime. You may recall that Microsoft's AI chatbot Tay was grounded earlier this year for picking up a bit of a potty mouth and a whole lot of attitude from the humans she was hanging out with. Watson will be exposed to a better sort of influence. IBM has engaged 8 universities to help train their artificial intelligence Jeopardy winner to know a cyber threat when it sees one. So, to play along with Watson's Jeopardy theme, this is how you'll hear our interview with IBM's Caleb Barlow on how he envisions Watson contributing to cybersecurity. What is, tune in to tomorrow's CyberWire podcast.
And now, a word from our sponsor, Zscaler, the leader in cloud security. Cyber attackers are using AI in creative ways to compromise users and breach organizations. In a security landscape where you must fight AI with AI, the best AI protection comes from having the best data. Zscaler has extended its zero trust architecture with powerful AI engines that are trained and tuned by 500 trillion daily signals. Learn more about Zscaler Zero Trust Plus AI to prevent ransomware and AI attacks. Experience your world secured. Visit zscaler.com/zerotrustAI.
And I'm joined by Dr. Vikram Sharma. He's from Quintessence Labs, one of our academic and research partners. I want to talk today about quantum technology. To start off, can you just give us an overview of what are we talking about when we're talking about quantum technology?
Quantum technology covers a whole range of new applications that we might find over the coming years, which source from harnessing unique quantum effects. Within our context, you have, of course, the potential advent of quantum computing, which once it's out to commercial or useful scale, will allow us to tap into a whole range of problems that today's even supercomputers find intractable.
So when I talk to people, particularly when I talk to people who are working with encryption, quantum computing is something that makes them a little bit nervous. They talk about that we have these unbreakable encryption schemes, except for quantum.
Well, that's actually a very interesting question, Dave. As we look into some of the problems that quantum computers will be well prepared to solve, we see that some of the underlying algorithms which are used for security today could potentially be under threat. That's because the quantum computer is able to solve the problems which are at the root of security for those algorithms very, very rapidly.
So that's the threat. What are the opportunities that are available to us when it comes to quantum technology?
Well, there is the area of quantum key distribution, which is not a new field in and of itself. It was first conceived over 30 years ago by a couple of folks at IBM. And this offers us the promise of being able to transport keys securely between two locations in such a way that if there was any eavesdropping on that key material as being transported between the two locations, that eavesdropping would be visible, because at the quantum level, if you look at anything, you disturb it.
The old Heisenberg uncertainty principle. Vikram Sharma, thanks for joining us today. And don't forget, if you have a question for one of our research partners, you can send them in at questions@thecyberwire.com.
Don't struggle to align your organization's cybersecurity with business risk. Get the only solution that goes beyond reacting to threats with vulnerability and risk monitoring. You need the next evolution of MDR, and only Critical Start delivers it. Critical Start doesn't just monitor and respond to threats. They put you in control by detecting suspicious activities, quickly responding to contain threats, and identifying your most critical assets and protecting them against vulnerabilities and exposures. With continuous visibility, expert guidance, and measurable risk reduction, Critical Start has redefined what it means to manage cyber risk. Demonstrate provable security maturity to your leadership while positioning your program to achieve the greatest risk reduction per dollar spent. Stop fearing risk and start managing it with Critical Start. Visit CriticalStart.com and request a demo today. That's CriticalStart.com.
And that's the CyberWire. We are proudly produced in Maryland by our talented team of editors and producers. I'm Dave Bittner. Thanks for listening.
And now a word from our sponsor, SpyCloud, the leader in operationalizing cybercrime analytics. Traditional threat intelligence is a thing of the past. Cyber criminals are stealing vast amounts of credentials, session cookies, and financial data every day, and it's hard to keep up. SpyCloud is the trusted partner businesses turn to fully understand their darknet exposure risk and neutralize threats before it's too late. SpyCloud alerts your organization as soon as an employee or customer's data appears on the darknet, so you can act faster than bad actors to prevent cyber attacks like ransomware, session hijacking, account takeover, and online fraud. With insights from the industry's largest repository of recaptured data, protect the digital identities and systems most important to your business. Get your free corporate darknet exposure report at spycloud.com/cyberwire and see what information criminals have in their hands today. That's spycloud.com/cyberwire.